I'm Steve Potter, and coming up later on Cityscape, we're going to examine a partnership between the St. Louis Symphony and Maryville University that was designed to help some students in North St. Louis deal with the challenges of growing up in urban poverty.
Got so many tats, you can't even count them up. In the shop every week, I can't seem to get enough. My aunt say my skin too clean to mark it up, and I'm
blowing. Well, here's a question you might at first think is a no-brainer. What is art? That's a question that business and civic leaders are asking in a historic business district in Alton, Illinois. In fact, the controversy resulted in a recent city council meeting that was packed with concerned citizens. Fred Pollard is the managing editor of Advantage News, and he's been covering what's being called the Great Tattoo Debate. Fred, welcome to Cityscape.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It's an interesting story. You know, for most people, Fred, the one debate associated with Alton was the one that was held there between Abraham Lincoln and Stephen Douglas. Right?
Yeah, this one's a little different.
Right, a lot different, maybe. Well, just down the street from where that famous historic debate was held, and not far from Alton's downtown entertainment district, there's an area of East Broadway that some see as a future high-end arts district. At least that's their dream. Can you sort of describe that part of town?
Yeah, there's a part of Broadway where there's a lot of businesses that have closed up, that have moved out. There's not a lot going on right now with that area. Someone recently purchased almost a block of buildings in that area, and their vision for that strip is to turn it into kind of a higher-end art district, kind of like an Art Deco type situation. They want to have like a breakfast bistro and something along those lines. So they've created some they've got a vision, and they've got some people that, you know, are pretty excited about the idea of doing that. And that is just down the street from the proposed area for the tattoo shop that's in question.
It's got a lot of potential, that area. There's views of the Mississippi River and the Clark Bridge, and for I don't know how long the Jacoby Arts Center has been there. But that's sort of a key factor in this whole thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's kind of strange. It's like there's a strip there that's been neglected for a while, and nobody really, you know, had a firm vision that they really, you know, talked a lot about. And now it seems like it's in the, you know, hot spot. There's like a tug of war over what should be done with it. So in a way, I think it's kind of exciting that, you know, people have visions for this area that's not, you know, doing a lot, and for people to be excited and, you know, to be, you know, kind of butting heads over what should and shouldn't be there kind of says that there's, you know, there's some interest brewing. So I think that's promising, actually.
Right. Well, the Jacoby Arts Center is a non-for-profit. It's in an old, it used to be a furniture store, family-owned furniture store. I think it's three stories tall. It has galleries and performance space and that sort of thing. And it's pretty active and vital there, is it not?
They've had some financial difficulties here lately, but it seems like that they're, you know, kind of digging their way out of that, and they're getting really involved in, you know, the community and the events, and they've been having more events there, so it seems to be on the upswing, and that's also, you know, nearby where this, you know, area in question is.
Uh-huh. So, but I'd say the Jacoby definitely is the anchor of that part of town right now. So let's go back to the question, what is art? So I'm going to ask you, why has that become a hot issue at that location?
Well, it's funny because it all started over Grand Piasaw Body Art Shop. It's a tattoo and body art establishment that's in Upper Alton. Well, the owner, Chris Hinkle, says that there's a lot of walk-in business that tattoo shops rely on for their, you know, for their income. And where he's at is on a busy stretch of road that you really don't see the tattoo shop until you've already driven by it. And he feels that if he's in the downtown district, there's a lot more foot traffic. And in that area right there in particular, he feels like he could bring in a lot more foot traffic. So that was his motivation for asking for approval to move his shop from Upper Alton to downtown. Now, the reason that he's having to request that is because that is a C4 district, and that C4 district currently is not zoned to allow tattoo shops. So he had to ask, for special permission in order to do that. And that's what started this whole thing. So just something as trivial as, you know, a tattoo shop wanting to relocate within the city has turned into this big debate over, you know, what is approved, what is appropriate, what is art, what is not, what is quote high end art. What is what kind of clientele tattoo shops bring? It brought off so many different subjects up that people are discussing all over this little tattoo shop.
In the last article that you wrote for Advantage News, you really set the scene and described a packed room with very emotional people.
Yeah. In a nutshell, basically, the owner of the tattoo shop went before the Alton Plan Commission and requested to have a special, recommendation in order to allow him to move into this district, saying that, that ordinance that, stops him from having a tattoo shop there is really kind of outdated, is his argument. So the Plan Commission actually recommended that that he be denied. So then it went before the Alton City Council. Well, in the time between the Planning Commission's vote and the City Council meeting where they were going to vote, it was a pretty hot topic in Alton. So by the time the City Council meeting occurred, it was a packed room. There was also something else going on that night in the meeting as well. There was the reappointment of the police chief, which that was, that brought in some of the crowd. But a good chunk of that crowd was there to speak either for or against the tattoo shop.
So what?
It really turned into a thing.
So what seems to be the problem?
Well, that's a little bit of a gray area. Some of the people on the Plan Commission and some of the people on the City Council feel that they think that it's inappropriate to have a tattoo shop in that particular area. They're concerned about the element that it would bring in. And they're concerned about the image that people have when they're coming into Alton, and that's one of the first things that they see is a tattoo shop. People on the other side of the argument say that that's really antiquated, that it's, basically judging people for having tattoos and judging them unfairly, that it's such a common practice, and it's not something that is a detriment or attracts a negative element in any way, shape, or form. So those are the two, main arguments. But then you've also got people that are attempting to renovate buildings nearby that say that they don't want a tattoo shop there because it might deter potential buyers or renters that they would want that kind of have the more high-end art kind of outlook.
So
It's a multifaceted argument.
So stereotypes are definitely playing a role. I was listening to the local radio station there one day when they drew in a call-in show about it, and as I was driving to work here, and I heard a woman call in, and she said, she was addressing the stereotype issue, and she said, I work with doctors and lawyers every day, and I have a tattoo, so what does that mean?
Yeah, it's interesting, and it's not, some people have gotten the impression that maybe it's, the quote old people versus the quote kids, but it's really not. There are people on both sides of the issue of, different ages. I think the majority of people in the area support the move because they, say that they are concerned with wanting to revitalize downtown. And in fact, Alton Main Street, which is an organization that's dedicated to, the revitalization of downtown, they pretty much backed this decision as well. So it's been something that's been argued quite a bit, and there have been senior citizens who have been vocal about this, saying, "Hey, I have tattoos and I have grandchildren, and I have no problem at all with the tattoo shop being where they can see it." On the other hand, one of the members of the Plan Commission said that they would not want to have to drive their granddaughter past the tattoo shop and be faced with questions about what goes on in that shop.
We mentioned the Jacoby Arts Center. Now, they recently held, due to all of what you just described, they ended up holding a public forum on what is art. You were there. Can you briefly tell me what happened?
It was and they talked at the beginning of the meeting because it was such a big deal. And there were a couple of people that are involved with Jacoby that had, you know, voiced that they had some issues with it as well, which from what I understand that might be changing now. But just to clarify, I think Jacoby was concerned that they wanted to make sure that people didn't think, okay, we're against this and we're wanting to do what we can to block it. So they had a meeting just to kind of get everybody together to discuss what is and is not art, which of course during that forum, you know, they also discussed whether or not, you know, who was for and who was against the move and what is appropriate and what is considered art and what is not and what are tattoos. Yep. So it kind of covered the gamut, and it was a long meeting.
Well, you know, at one time, Fred, I'm sure you remember, there was a pawn shop located on that block. I wonder if any people had the same concern about that.
Well, there has been some talk about, you know, some of the people that support the tattoo shop say, you know, we have an adult novelty shop, bookstore, whatever you want to call it. We have one, you know, nearby. And we don't even group them in the same category, tattoo shops and adult bookstores. But there's one there. So what's the big deal? I think some of the same members of the plan commission that are fighting the tattoo shop also worked hard to try to keep the adult store from being there as well.
So when will this be settled, Fred?
Well, on June 9th, what happened was at the city council, a pretty dramatic city council meeting, they needed a super majority. So they needed at least 5 council members to vote in favor of amending the text ordinance, which would allow, you know, open the door to allow him to have his tattoo shop in the district, even though it's not zoned for tattoos. That vote was there. There were 4 people on the council that voted for the tattoo shop. The mayor was able to put in a vote as well, so that gave him 5. So it's approved. So what the tattoo shop owner does now is he goes back before the plan commission on the 9th, and he's going to request a special use permit, which will allow him to relocate in this, you know, empty building. He'll be able to purchase it and open his tattoo shop, and he also wants to open up an art supply store there as well. But in order to do that, he needs to get that special use permit from the plan commission, the next step.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. Well, Fred, final question to you. You've covered this thing. You've gone to the meeting. So have you figured out what is art?
Well, I tell you what. I have tattoos, but I don't know if I'd go as far as to call myself a piece of art. So I'll just leave it at that.
All right. Fred Pollard is managing editor for Advantage News in Alton, Illinois, and he's been covering the great tattoo debate in historic Alton. Fred, thanks so much for joining us and shedding some light on that.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Coming up next on Cityscape, the Courage Counts Student Showcase. This is St. Louis Public Radio.